This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start. What wouldn't be great? It's Monday. The sun is out. You're ready to get up and tackle things, right? That's the way I get up on a Monday morning.
Yeah, you got to get after it.
At first, I tell myself, oh, God, I don't want to get up. To be honest with you. And there's a couple snoozes involved. And then I'm ready to get up and tackle the world.
What time do you get up?
It depends. I get up around 5 a.m. Sometimes I might sleep till 5:10, 5:15 if I'm really okay. You get up, take a shower, you kind of get your morning ready to go. And I don't get here super early. I used to do that earlier in my career because the internet. I mean, you have all the information available to you, unlike before. So I don't get here way before the show starts just because I'd be sitting in here doing nothing. I'd rather spend that time sleeping. But yeah, it's an early morning.
I get here early on Wednesdays.
Yeah? What time do you get here?
Between 4:15 and 4:30.
Oh, that'll change. You'll be getting in here like 4:58 in about 4 months. Yeah, I got plenty of time. Juanita Morris, Dr. Morris, in the studios here today. The air is just full of possibility. I think it is the end of a school year, graduations, the post-COVID sort of feeling of being back together in person, although... I got to tell you, that's still, and I refuse until I get further information to get concerned about the monkeypox thing. But I'm still, people are, I don't know. Some people, I feel like we went through 2 years of a pandemic and it didn't even faze them.
You think?
Oh, yeah. One guy at a party on Friday night, just like the closest talker I've ever been around in my entire life. And I took like 2 steps back and he moved 2 steps forward. I took 3 steps back and he moved 3 steps forward. I'm like, pandemic! So that guy spent 2 years in total denial. I don't even know if it was denial. I don't even know if he even acknowledged we were in it.
It was like you were Paula Abdul and he was the animated cat.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
He needs social engagement.
Evidently, a lot. I was sending off every body language signal I could send, right? And I'm usually pretty good at that. He was immune. All right.
So funny.
But I think it is time. It just felt like I thought the person doing the student doing the speech on Saturday at Eisenhower's graduation, the summa cum laude speaker, the orator, they there was something just a little extra, right? Because they missed their junior year.
Yep, they did.
Which is crazy. And I don't know that we'll ever know what the impact of that is, and they'll move on and do their thing. But I just feel like there's a lot of good going on.
A lot of good. Yeah. We're headed into summer with the Institute, and it is always, always, always a busy, busy, busy time. So what I'm learning is now that we've kind of got summer programming, fall and spring is becoming busy. But we have 12 residential CNAs. We'll probably have close to 20 interns this summer.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they are all chomping at the bit and ready to go, and they're excited, so I'm excited.
Well, I know you are because you get to see it.
Yep.
Now, to me, like, our community is defined by our ups and our downs.
Sure.
As life is, as always. And with all of the excitement, and there's been legit excitement, starting with Richland's graduation, Millikan graduated on Sunday, all the high schools and area high schools. And last week, got a 14-year-old kid arrested for murder.
Yeah.
And our community isn't defined by those two things, but I feel like we are compelled to address those two things.
Absolutely.
And one is directly related to the other, because our 14-year-old was doing, Lego robotics.
Yep.
And so I feel very fortunate in life. And our now 18-year-old graduates moving on to other things. This 14-year-old, I don't know what he's looking towards, incarceration. And how do we get more of these kids engaged in a path that brings success and jobs and salaries and out of like, and I had a meeting with the police chief last week, and he told me, in his words, you'd be shocked at how petty some of this stuff is, you know, these small beefs on social media that are costing people their lives.
We started this conversation this past Wednesday, Reverend Carson and I, even though the train took a couple of different detours, but we ended where we were supposed to end. And I think for me, even when I hear it, there's something that happens inside of me. And I have to try to prevent the tears from coming because it is so overwhelming, mm-hmm. in part because my daughter is 14. Yep. Right.
And can you imagine?
And
you,
I can't imagine. Right. Imagine my son is 16. And so there's this connection and then my connection to my community. We were just talking about it when I came in on the over the phone. But what we are not that what we're missing, but we have to not do the things that we've always done. And so I was talking to Courtney because really, and I said it on Wednesday, that my space is education and development or programming, right? And his space is taking folks who have young adults who need employment opportunities and making sure through Richland that he does that. But we should be reimagining. And part of that means for me, and I'm trying to keep it together, is why don't we have or create a midnight basketball league to keep our young men in and to keep them safe and couple that with some academics and some literacy? Why don't we have, we take sports away and we condemn sports, and the actual opposite is what we should do. We should use sports to access them. We want them healthy. We want them fit. We know that that social and emotional engagement is there. But now how do we blanket and build the math and the literacy around the things that they love? And the first thing that we do as humans is that we take the things away that they love. We're not recognizing that our young people need food. We're not recognizing that they do not have access to a way to make money. Internship programs should be larger, significantly larger. And it's not always about work, but it's about learning and understanding what that looks like and remodeling what they've seen.
All right, hang tight. This is the part of my job that I hate the most because I've got to take a break here because of these damn politicians. But we're going to get into this because I absolutely believe that what you just touched on, you know, some of this isn't rocket science. It's investment. It's putting resources where they belong.
Yep.
And government can be good at that. They can also be bad at just wasting a lot of money, you know, at a problem rather than solving a problem. We'll get to it. Dr. Juanita Morris is in the studios. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today is going to be nice and sunny with a high near 68, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 49. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 72, chance of some evening rain, and Wednesday, showers and possible thunderstorms, high near 76. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:56.
The Beach House, now open for lunch. Stop in and enjoy seafood, steak, wine, cocktails, salads, sandwiches, drinks, and high-quality food. The Beach House is ready for you. Enjoy an amazing lunch or dinner overlooking beautiful... You won't find a better atmosphere, view, staff, or food. The Beach House, located at 2301 East Lakeshore Drive, overlooking beautiful Lake Decatur. Stop in for lunch and see why everyone loves the Beach House.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here. Dr. Juanita Morris is in the studios from the Jerry Dawson Leadership Institute. And man, is she just doing it. It's leadership, and that's what it's all about. We look at the Ag Academy. We look at the Jerry Dawson Leadership Institute. So many people, Dr. Morris, told me, told me, this Ag Academy, this farming. We don't land. We don't. I mean, it was just, yep. I was stunned at the people lined up to criticize, right? Yep. Not that I expected everybody to get it or understand it, but I mean, to be critical of it.
Yep.
But I knew I knew what I know about people, that kids are kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get something in front of them and get them curious about it, they're going to chase it. And they did, and they have. And now we've got our first graduate at the University of Illinois at the School of ACES serving on the Illinois State Fair Board, the youngest person ever to serve there. Okay. And now everybody takes credit for it.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't care at all. But everybody goes, well, of course. Yep. And you're like, well, wait a minute. We were pushing this rock uphill for a little bit. I see what you're doing with the Jerry Dawson Leadership Institute the exact same way. You know, nursing this summer, you're going to, you know, working with law enforcement, you keep adding these pillars and adding these pillars.
Yep.
So the job's getting done. It's just never fast enough. It's never big enough. It's never broad enough for people like us because we want everybody to be included.
And I'm impatient. I think is what I've heard
recently. Good.
But and you and I talk and you've shared, you know, sometimes people need to know the work that you are doing. And that's what we talked about, is that if folks know the work that we're doing, then there's so much more criticism and condemnation of the work. This institute has not been easy.
No.
The thing that has been easy is I have the ability and the autonomy to not go through a prescripted or a prescribed program.
Yep. But that makes people uncomfortable, right? People need their parameters. They need their, well, this is the way we've always done it. I mean, anybody who is an originator, anyone who's following a different path, it sounds kind of woe is me, and that's not the way I mean this, because you'll handle it, you'll take it, and you'll do whatever you got to do to get it done. But when you do something differently, it ruffles feathers, and people don't like their feathers ruffled.
Yep.
And in bureaucracy, and man, education is nothing but that. It makes it even more difficult because there is a mindset that is in particular, well, I'm not even going down that path. It is there where there is a certain group of people, certain percentage of people that go, well, don't make us look bad. You know, we're all doing always. But you know what? If you got to get that Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena, you know, thing out and read it five times a day, do whatever it is you got to do to get it done, because you're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. Thank you.
One human being at a time. And that's really, as people, all we can do. We want more. We want bigger. But you're inspiring people along the way. I watch these kids get up at Eisenhower High School on Saturday afternoon and just blown away at these kids and what they've endured these last 2 years. They've endured it a lot better than the adults did, even though it had its challenges. But they're on to their next chapters, and I'm very excited. I feel incredibly optimistic about our future.
I do, too. I really do.
So at the end of the day, that's a thing, right?
It is.
That we ought to take the time to celebrate.
We do.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems to solve. Yeah, we got a lot of things to get done. But, man, look at the resources that are coming up behind.
Absolutely.
We got a young woman coming in here at 8 o'clock who was born in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and just got the Merit Scholar of the Year from Hickory Point Bank. And she acts as the translator for her family. Her parents did not go to high school. And she's here,
and she's
graduating
here
from Rural Foresight, number one in her class, and the list of things that this young woman is doing, beyond being the translator for her mom and dad and their business and life. And you think, oh, my God, this is what this country is all about, or should be at its best.
And what that also tells us is that our young people, no matter where they are from, whether it's the inner city, the outer city, the wherever, they have an unbelievable level of resilience.
Yes.
And it is our job to usher them to and through that level of resilience. They do.
Yes.
She has an amazing level of resilience. They can call it grit. They can call it whatever.
Yeah.
But our kids have some stick-to-itness.
They do.
And they're scrappy.
Yes. And I refuse to be down.
Yeah.
I know I'll be realistic about life. You know, there my Scott Galloway, who I think Nick used to like until he got on his boy Elon Musk all the time. But he has a newsletter that he sends out every Friday. And the title of it is No Mercy, No Malice.
Yeah.
And it means I'm going to give you the brutal, honest truth, but I'm not going to do it from a mean-spirited place. I'm just going to give you my unvarnished truth. And whether you agree with it or disagree with it, we need more of those kind of conversations, because what we tend to do in and around education, it seems to me, is that, you know, we think about what the teachers unions want. We think about what the bus drivers want. We think about what the administration wants. And we think about, and you get caught up in all this bureaucracy. And what happens then is it's really hard to move the needle.
It's so hard. It is. But we're here and we
But you're doing it.
Yeah. No, I get to do some cool work. I really, really do. And I get to do some, I have some amazing collaborations. And my community is the best. We just have more work to do before we lose more of our community.
Yep. And I do believe that there are plenty of people out there and doing it in a different and a new and a creative way that it feels to me like there is the chance to really make a difference more so than it did 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. And it's because of people like you, people like your husband, Jeremy, people that are actually invested, rolling up their sleeves, and not, you know, there's doers and there's credit takers, and, but the people that roll up their sleeves and do the work.
Yeah. Brian made me cry this week.
I didn't make her cry.
Brian made come see the softer side of Sears.
You know, I
it was a nice cry or a mean cry.
Listen, there's sometimes people are so passionate it just comes out of everywhere.
Yes.
And that is the way I would describe Dr. Morris. Wednesday night, what's on tap?
So Wednesday we're going to talk about The Go-Giver. Natalie Beck will be in with us, and we're going to talk about 5 Laws of Stratospheric Success with the book from Bob Berg and another author. And one of those is the thing that I have struggled with even the Morse code is how do we add value? Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to success is to make sure that we add value to the lives of others. So we're going to present all 5 of those and have that discussion on Wednesday. In a couple weeks, we will double back with Reverend Carson and continue this conversation about violence and violence prevention and some our outcomes in this community and what we think would be some great conversations to continue to be had. But it is really more for me about the work and less about the conversations. But I think that we need a common denominator of understanding of what we're trying to do.
Fantastic.
So Wednesday is Natalie and the Go-Giver. And what are our values?
Mm-hmm.
What do we value?
Can't wait. Yeah. I mean, really enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Am. You just got to like turn Courtney's mic off every once in a while.
I'm going to try.
It's a little trick.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.